Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, citizens around the world. The planet is listening to the world's first politics show. McWilliams Cyberline, coming at you via the internet coast to coast and podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it helps to have the microphone on. Anyway, my name is McWilliams, and Politech is my business. And over joining me on the other side of the room is Video Bob.
Hey.
Hey. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, and there's just so many things going on. And just to let you guys know, for our record-keeping people thousands of miles below the Earth's crust, let's see, we are looking at today's show for 19 November 2022, and this boys and girls is record 22-46-1. All right, so we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, and you've got some things on the queue, but the biggest thing right now just kind of happened before we came on the air, and that is,
yeah, Trump got back on Twitter.
Yeah.
He has an account. He has been approved. I've actually gone over there. They had a poll that that went for 24 hours.
That's what I heard. They let the people decide.
Yeah. I went in and voted for it. Now, it was close. It was about 51.4 or something like that. You know, just, of course, just a little bit over.
So he got over the 50 plus one. That way we don't have to have a runoff.
Well, you know, it came down to one of these things. I was like going, why are you even having a poll? I mean, free speech is free speech. Right is right. Put the guy on. You know, if you, I understand there's people that do not like Donald Trump.
Well, I think there's two reasons why he did it. One, saving grace, instead of just flipping the switch and say, you know what? The people have spoken. I think that's a great idea. And two, it brought attention to him because, you know, you're looking all over the place. Oh, there's a poll going on of whether Trump should be on or not. So that brought traffic to them and also publicity. But I think that was a good way to do it and just say, you know what? I'm just going to flip the switch and be done with it. I think that would have hurt him more. And we've got a couple of things we're going to talk about with Twitter as well. Do you know that Twitter is trying to do a thing where, you know about OnlyFans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was a deal that Twitter was doing before Musk took over where they were wanting to create adult sexual content to where you could actually have a separate section and pay for it, and people would produce content just like OnlyFans does. And of course, the sex workers would get a cut of that pie. And they had all of these committees and things they're looking at because the biggest thing they're concerned about is, well, that'll just bring more sex, children's sex trafficking onto the system. So they were really concerned about it, and they decided to table it just a couple of months before Musk bought Twitter. So, of course, he's trying to find ways to monetize it to get his money back, which is understandable. You want it to be profitable. And so now there is this thing about whether it should do or not. And I've got an article. I'm not going to read it all to you. I'm going to tell you some takeaways by a woman who is a dominatrix. And she wrote an op-ed piece about this in Wired.
Okay. So I guess that's going to be an interesting story.
Oh, it's going to get even more interesting tonight, too.
Everybody's going to be sitting on the edge of their seats.
Yep.
Waiting
this,
for that
This
one.
Might be one of the big broadcasts. Might also be our last broadcast, but it'll be one of the big broadcasts of the entire series of shows.
Elon Musk bought Twitter, so he's got to make money on it.
Exactly.
And
you know, $34 billion or something like that?
Yeah. A lot of money.
A lot of money.
He's got a lot of money to make on it.
More than us.
Yeah, but I mean, he's already laid off half the staff. Well, I'm sorry, he has not. He's actually given them their notice, so they can either choose. They've got, I understand that they have 3 months severance.
That or, I think was the most stupidest thing he did.
Why?
Well, think about it. You come in. He's coming in and saying, "Well, I want you guys to work harder," and he wants people. Think about this. Somebody, your boss tells you you need to do more. You need to work harder, and
Understand this. What you're missing here is that there are federal laws, and there was already lawsuits being threatened you have to give 60 days notice.
Right, I know that.
So he even gave an extra month there.
But here's the deal. He turns around and says, "I want you all to work harder. And if you don't want to do that, then you can leave, and I'll give you 3 months severance." Well, what would you do? Wait a minute. This guy just threatened me. I don't like him. But if I leave, he's going to give me 3 months of free money. Right. Yes, please.
Well, sure.
Times how many people.
It was going to happen anyway.
That are going out along with all of the bills he's got to pay now.
It was going to happen anyway. I mean, he had to lay off the staff. Yeah, so there you've got that. You've got the whole issue of, are you going to give them 3 months notice, or are you going to give them 3 months severance? You know, either way, it's the same thing, except with severance, you're saying, okay, you guys go away now, and you've got 3 more months of money coming your way, and then we're done. Now, the reason you do that is because over there, you do not want people that really don't want to work there still working there for 3 more months.
Well, that's one of the reasons why he's cleaning house. And it's the same thing with Trump. The first thing that he didn't do was clean house. You start off fresh. Because then he found out, oh, bureaucrats, they can actually do crap to me.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to be the same way, because they know where all the bodies are buried. They know where all the buttons are to push. And Elon's got that under him. That could be some righteous sabotage. So, yeah, he's doing the right thing and getting rid of him, because he knew coming in that they didn't like him. And they knew that they would do everything they can to thwart him. And even the people on the outside are now, because all these people leaving, like, "I don't like this. I hate speech." It's like,
right.
No, it's speech that he's trying to bring in where there's actual dialogue. It's just hate speech because you don't like it.
Yeah.
So take your little marbles and leave.
Yeah. And the definition of hate speech over on Twitter used to be, if we don't agree with you, then it's hate speech.
Yep. And then if we really don't agree with you, we just cut your account and move on.
At least it felt like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. But as far as a lot of things that went on Twitter, I wasn't a fan. I watched that stuff, and now I went over there. You know what really got me into Twitter was President Trump.
Yep.
Now, I had been there many, many, many years, and I've tweeted many times before that. But I'd let my account, just go by the wayside, and it just sat there. And
mine sat for a long time with only 161 people on it. I didn't use it. I got tired of having to jump from, I had Facebook and I had Twitter. Which one am I gravitating to more? I'm gravitating to Facebook. So I dropped Twitter. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I know about Twitter, especially us in media, it's a go-to because everybody's always tweeting stuff out. And if you're a news junkie, then Twitter is great because you get all that news coming from all these people sending it and being in the, right at ground zero of things happening. So it's great for that. But to just keep in touch with other people like Facebook, not so much.
Oh, sure. I'm glad to see he's back over there. Now it'll be interesting to see whether or not he uses it.
Yeah.
Because he turned it back on. Oh, and by the way, when I logged over, I was one of the first people on that account. Now, because I went over there and looked, and I opened up his account, and it said, you know, access is denied. This account's been suspended. So I was like, hit refresh a few times, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, I don't know, within about 5 minutes of it being activated, I was on that account.
So now here's the question, because I haven't seen it yet. I just, Chris, our one of our engineer guys that works here at USA, keeps this up and running.
Uh-huh.
We were having a conversation, and he was the first one to tell me that he walked in and said, dude, he's back on Twitter. I'm like, what? You know, now I'm the last to know, and you already had it ready to go for tonight.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Now, a friend of mine had told me about the poll. And so
yeah, I didn't
even
know about the poll.
And I saw, oh, the poll's expiring tonight. Oh, perfect. I've set my little alarm for it. It timed down. It's like 28 from now,
so,
minutes from now. And then it timed out.
So
I started
looking,
and I was like going, okay, he passed.
Did they start off with him as ground zero, meaning this is the start? Or did they like archive all of the stuff that he had and then brought it back on?
I saw the stuff that has been brought back on.
Okay.
Now, the question that I had is, I don't know, because he could still be retaining the same followers, and you would think he should,
yeah.
Even though his account's been suspended for, I don't know, a year or two.
And some of those followers may have jumped ship and went to True Social or somewhere else, too.
Yeah,
might have closed
they could have, but I did start seeing that number climb back. When I was looking at it a little while ago, before the show, 30 minutes, an hour ago,
yeah.
It was over 600,000 followers, but, you know, he had millions before. Many, many millions. So that it's only at 600,000 right now is kind of surprising.
Yeah. And Chris brought up something too, because, you know, he's got Truth Social, which he's been running from, and there's investors in that. And they're trying to, you know, get it running and try to be a competing originally with Twitter before Musk bought the thing. And so now the question is, well, how do the investors at Truth Social feel about him being over there and back on? Because you want to gravitate that traffic to them. You know, when he makes an announcement, everybody goes to True Social to read it. And of course, it's unfiltered, uncensored, and he doesn't get in any trouble with anybody. So I'm curious how that's going to work. Because that's like, you know, like with GM, they pulled their ads on Twitter, and I gave them a pass because, oh, yeah, well, the guy that owns the Twitter that you're on buying ads from actually owns a competing car company. Conflict of interest, I could, you know, I'll give you a pass on that. But I'm really curious how this is going to work with him being on True Social and Twitter.
Right. Well, I'm looking right now. The last tweet I see from him is from 2008, January 2008, 2021. Obviously, right after the January 6th stuff that went on.
And 2008.
Did I say? No, I mean, I'm sorry. 2021, January.
Okay, that makes 8th, sense. Okay.
January 8th. Okay. So 2021. So just last year, right after the January 6th stuff.
So it sounds like they're pushing the archive in. It's just kind of catching up.
Right. Let's see. How many people does he have? He has, as followers, where's that number? Oh, there it is. It only shows him to have 301,000 followers. So, which is odd, because earlier today when I looked, it was in the 600,000 range.
Okay.
So I don't know what they're doing over there.
Well, it may be they're spoon feeding data in to rebuild the account,
mm-hmm.
which could be that.
Very well could be.
Or maybe as those people came on, they realized that some of those are people that have jumped and left Twitter onto True Social or somewhere else.
And currently I'm not following him again. So I followed him earlier, and then we'll see what's going on.
Okay, that's probably what it is. They're taking his archive and stuffing it in. Plus, there's probably several different files they've got to get that make it up. So probably 24, 48 hours, that'll settle down. And you can check and see if you're still following him.
I'm sure it's, yeah. You're right. They're repopulating it.
Yeah, and then get an idea of his actual members.
But it's good to have him back on there because it is about free speech. And it's really, you know, the people that don't like him, they just don't like him at all.
Yeah.
They hate him, you know. And that's what's bad, is that you really get the people that have the loudest voice making the decisions about this stuff. And that's so wrong. It's not. It takes away from our First Amendment.
Later on tonight, we're going to have a similar story where the smallest group has been making the loudest noise, too. Be able to do that. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this Twitter Trump thing, and we'll be right back. Listen to Mick William Cyberline, World's First Politics Show. McWilliam Cyberline with you. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com. Facebook.com/cyberline.net. What was the other one? Oh, Ever-Loving Tweety over Cyberline USA. And don't forget, cyber-line.com. You can go over there to the website where you can catch the current show that's broadcasting on the network from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. And, of course, last week's show, if it's there, you can listen to if you missed it. And, of course, hundreds of places you can follow down below to click on and find your favorite podcast. And that is all courtesy of Social Media Czarina Amy Lynn, that will be taking care of that for you as well. All right.
Quick update in the matter of a refresh, maybe over 5 minutes at the most.
Yeah.
He went from 301 to 355,000 followers.
Okay.
So
he's moving.
He's moving up.
He's moving up. So a couple of things with that, too. Babylon Bee, I heard yesterday. Finally got back on.
That's great.
And did that.
No, I mean, I find it so, you know, because remember The Onion. The Onion caught a lot of heck during
where
2000s.
Where is The Onion? You don't know much about The Onion
anymore. I think that the whole issue of them being blocked for being a,
satire,
fake,
basically.
Well, yeah, fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news is what they were. All that stuff. I think they got caught up in that, and I just don't see it as much anymore. I'm seeing Babylon Bee there now.
Yeah, Babylon's really taken off.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what happened to The Onion.
Yeah, because The Onion even had a television program at one time. I can't remember if it was only on the internet, like on YouTube, or they actually were distributing it to television stations.
Right, but I will say with The Onion, there were times that those articles, like that first one, the one that was very popular, I think, wasn't it the one that put out the Pope votes for Trump or something like that?
I think it was.
And
something like that.
So we were looking at that. You know, one of these things really caught fire out there, and they got looked at kind of harshly. And frankly, I thought it was funny. And some of the times you can get tricked by these headlines. Because
yeah, and if you look deep, though, they always had, it was in small print, but it said, you know, The Onion is a satirical site.
Sure.
And had a little mast about it. And Babylon Bee was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of us that are following, let's just take Babylon Bee since it's current. All of us that follow the Babylon Bee who have a good laugh about it and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. We're all not dummies. If Twitter says, well, that's fake news, and we're all looking at each other like, dude, we're not stupid.
Of course,
we know it's parody.
Yeah.
And what's his face that was then running Twitter is, you know, telling us, well, they shouldn't be doing this. Well, maybe you need to stop watching Saturday Night Live then.
Yeah.
You know, should I, you know, say, sorry, NBC, that's fake news. You know, you're impersonating people and twisting. And if you really want to get down and dirty about it, if you really want to go down there, Tina Fey. Remember how she did that impersonation of Sarah Palin?
Oh, yeah.
People thought she was Sarah Palin.
Yes.
That's how bad it got. Oh, I can see my house. That's not the person that's running. So
that's,
you could even apply that to Saturday Night Live, just like the Babylon
Bee. That's exactly right. Because if you remember, if you ask people, and if I ask you right now, everybody that's out there, who said I can see Russia from my house? There's so many people out there that will say Sarah Palin said that.
Actually, Sarah Palin said that. Yeah. Sarah Palin did say it in an interview. That's where it came from.
Well, no, she didn't say that.
What did she say?
She said that you can see Russia from some parts of Alaska.
Okay.
But not I can see Russia from my house.
Okay. See, there we go.
See, it got tricky. And
right. But, and then she parodized it, and the rest is history.
Yeah. There's apparently a part of Alaska, I think an island or something that.
Aleutian Islands.
Yeah. Something off of Alaska, but it's still part of Alaska that you can see Russia over the straits of whatever it is up there.
That's the Aleutian Islands.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, it could go the same way even for Saturday Night Live, just as much as it could go for the Babylon Bee. But I'm glad that people are now seeing it and saying, look, you know, it's a parody. It's not fake news, and everything's kind of coming back. And that's not even having to do with hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen to McWilliam Cyberland World's Politech Show. We'll be right back with some explosive stuff.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.